I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Hold on, start my video.
Okay, got it. Yo, technology, baby. Yeah.
There he is.
And the power of Zoom.
What's happening, brother?
Dude, I am awesome, man. I'm having an incredible day. I'm up earlier than normal.
Hey, I gotta ask you something, real quick. I thought that we started every interview with the shot of tequila.
Oh, my God. I wish I had a shot. God, that would make my day right now.
Where's your bottle, dude? I got my shot glass right here.
For what it's worth, if I was at home, we'd be shooting shots for sure. If I was with you, oh my God. I didn't even think to bring a bottle with me today. I tried to get a shot 2 hours ago, and I was told no. I'm being
policed. Rob is your bad influence friend. Like, he's going to be the
I tweeted this last night. Last night, look on my Twitter feed. I said, everybody has one friend that's a bad influence, and I'm that friend. I was like, that's what I do. That's my role in your life, is to get you to fall off of whatever high horse or wagon you're on.
Then who is your bad influence friend?
Oh, trust me. I do good to myself. I'm telling you, trust me. Nobody's going to make it worse on me than me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you've got such a great success story. And, like, this is what I was talking to Rob before we started this interview. I'm like, I want to know your top three secrets to being successful, because you are very successful, even though I think we've talked about this before. Like, I think you even see it as yourself, as you are like the underdog, but we just saw in the Kentucky Derby, like the underdog wins. Like, what is your secret to success? Give us the top three things.
First of all, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that this light has me looking thin and incredible. I mean, wow. If there's one screenshot I want today, it's this one. For sure. I think number one, the biggest rule for success for me is authenticity. Above everything is, you know, it's a long time ago my daddy said, and everybody's daddy probably told him this, is that, boy, if you never lie, you'll never have to make up a story. Yeah. Right? So for me, it's like, as long as I'm just being myself, I never have to double back and remember what I said, and it makes life It makes it easy in the writing room. It makes it easy when I'm sitting here hanging out with y'all, right? It makes it so much easier when I'm at home with my family, when I'm on stage. The realness wears. It's not like a gimmick. I don't have to put on a luchador mask every day and go, all right, today I'm Rey Mysterio. You know what I mean? It's just coming and being myself. Rule number two is don't be afraid to work. I think the people are missing old-fashioned work, man. I'm just not afraid to work. And not even just work, the spirit in which you show up to work and leave work. Show up with a good spirit and leave with one. You know how many people just get just defeated halfway through whatever their process is? You know, that's important. And number three, don't take nothing that serious.
I like that rule.
Don't take nothing that, especially in this business, I don't take nothing serious. We have that rule in my house, though. We're a bunch of ball busters. So it's like nobody takes anything anybody says serious in my house.
And yeah.
I take that, you know, if I get stumped during a song, I don't let that get me mad. You know, it's like I don't take it that serious. Just relax, breathe, man. Let the song write itself. You're telling a story for people that need it. Just breathe easy. Don't put that weird pressure on yourself.
Right. I wanted to ask about something that I thought was funny when it comes to the country, like the country crowd, right? We got in trouble. Holly and I got in trouble the other day for saying something on the air that we weren't supposed to. We didn't think it was that bad, but we got a couple complaints of like, hey,
it was a scientific study.
Yeah. They're like, you shouldn't say that word. And I'm wondering, you know, sometimes when you're playing for a country crowd and there's a lot of colorful language coming out, have you had anybody complain about the language at your shows, or is everyone like at those shows? We're like, we're just drunk and having a good time, and we don't care if we hear some F-bombs.
Yeah, everybody's just drunk and don't care if they hear some F-bombs. And I give a lot of them. But two, I think another part of it is I'm sure it's coming, but I give the disclaimer before my show.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's a disclaimer that's sounded out before we come on. And number three, let me tell y'all something. Let me just be, can I get on this horse for 30 seconds?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Could you imagine what backstage at a Waylon Jennings concert looked like when there was no cameras or social media?
Yeah.
There was a time where the backstage was full of naked women and drugs. Now it's full of vegan options and tofu and salad bars, right? I promise you, as much as I'm never going to do nothing that hasn't already been done in this genre. As shocking as it may sound to some, I'm sitting a block away from a studio. They rushed in and arrested Waylon Jennings for possession of a real Schedule I narcotic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if an F-bomb offends you, lady, just calm down, Susan. It's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what, Holly, you and I should just, we'll just do a disclaimer before we say something that might be a little on the risque side.
That's it. You have been warned.
Well, like we were just doing a scientific study and like it would have been, but hey, we want to get the story. We're telling you stories, but we want to get the story behind the song. Son of a Sinner, can you tell us where were you, what were you thinking, and what were you drinking when that song came about?
Oh, this is incredible. Three questions. We'll add smoking as well. And we were, so I still record like an old rock and roll kind of rap act. I book studios for like 30 days. I do everything but sleep there, and sometimes I sleep there. And we just camp out at studios. And it pretty much is a 30-day bender that songs are written. And one Saturday night, it's at Sound Emporium right next to Martin's Barbecue in Nashville, Tennessee. And Ernest is at Martin's picking up some barbecue for his wife. Ernest calls me and goes, hey, man, you still at Sound Emporium? I was like, yes, sir. He shows up half high with his shirt all the way unbuttoned down to his navel.
We've seen it. Yep.
He's literally just waiting for, you know, some ribs or something next door. And we're just, I thought we were just going to hang and, you know, maybe take a couple shots of some tequila, which we did, and maybe, you know, do the, what's that famous Eric Church song again? Drink a Little Drink. What's the other part?
Smoke a Little Smoke.
Yeah, something like that. So we're just hanging. And he picks up a guitar right there. We start fiddling with the hook. Ernest is kind of flowing through it. Ernest says, well, you know, I'm from the hip-hop culture too. So Ernest's like, just write the verse. After we put the hook together, and he left. I mean, just like that. He came in with a cloud of smoke and left in one. It was gone that fast, and just there went Ernest, and he just dropped a hit on our lap. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's incredible.
Pinned out the verses and cut a demo that night.
And what a boss.
I don't think any of us knew how special it was. You know, when Ernest was playing it and we were long, we were kind of writing the words together and the melodies together, and Ernest said, well, cool, man, I can come back and work on the verses or you can just work through them. He said, but I really kind of want you to just tell your story on the verses. I'll help write it, but you're totally okay, you know. And I was like, yeah, I'll just fiddle with it. And when I sent it to him that night, he said, I think this is good. And the next day, the word special was sent. And at that moment, I think we knew we had something.
That's so cool, dude.
Wow.
I love that. And you're going on tour with...
that talent, by the way. Like, just you're waiting for your food order and then you write a hit song. Like, that's amazing.
Literally, you know, we were just in there and he just started playing the guitar and I don't remember who hummed the melody first. And then we just kind of went there and we kind of kicked it around the idea. It was really relaxed, you know? And I had this idea in my head for that, I never get lonely, but I got these ghosts to keep me company. I'd always loved the idea of ghosts keeping company. So I just thought it was I feel like my whole life has been kind of a this to this, you know? And I feel like the ghost to keep me company line was, you know what I think about when I write songs? The only thing I think that's more important than the chorus of a song is the opening line. Mm-hmm. I think that is so important that that opening line just says something bone-chilling, you know? And I don't know why. I don't even know why I went on that small tangent, but I was just sitting there thinking about it. Yeah,
no, because it is important. It gets
a great piece of advice for songwriters, too.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but it opens the door. It's like the welcome mat to the song. It's like, here, like,
it's the first thing you're going to hear. You know what I mean? It's the first thing I can bring you in. You know, unless you got a big hit like Cruise that gives away a piece of the chorus. But, you know, they have a thing that say don't give away the chorus yet. So,
yeah, there's people. I feel like anything goes. Sometimes you hear some songs start with the chorus.
Yep.
So,
oh, yeah. Songwriting is, that's my favorite part of it, is the evolution of how it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you're going on tour with Brantley Gilbert.
I am.
Which is going to be dope. Cannot wait for that.
I'm sure we're going to go to jail together at some point.
So that was, Holly, you were saying I was a bad influence. Now you guys got two bad influences going on tour together.
Yeah, I just want to know who's in charge. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It shouldn't be us two. I hope they have like a tour dad there or something that's like somebody responsible, because his band's not responsible. My band is the absolute worst. They're a bunch of losers and scumbags. We are literally a bunch of a band of degenerates. So it's just, I am actually worried.
How many tour dads do you think you'll go through in the entire tour? Because I'm sure somebody's going to be like, I can't do it.
Somebody quits night one. First night, somebody walks for sure. 100% somebody's like, this is absolute insanity. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Have you been to Brantley's house before?
No, but I see the doghouse online all the time, and I harass him about going. I was going to try to go next Friday, but he'll be in Nashville because I'll be heading down there for a show.
All right, because I figured he, on tour, he's probably going to bring a whole bunch of toys for y'all to mess with, the side-by-sides, the motorcycles, you name it.
Yeah, I'm with all that, all those shenanigans.
All right, well, we will say a prayer for y'all on this tour and hope that you are all okay.
Listen,
is that what the tour's called? The Say the Prayer Tour?
No, it's Son of the Dirty South.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Son of the Dirty South, which it should be the Say a Prayer Tour, because we're going to need a lot of prayers. There will be one hell of an amen. I got all kind of puns I can put in.
Hell yeah.
But no, it's going to be awesome, dude. I'm really excited about. Brantley's become one of my best friends on this street. And he's just such a genuine guy. And first time we got together to write a song, the session started at noon. We both showed up at 1. We ordered food before we started writing. And about 11:15 that night, I think Brantley picked up a guitar and said, maybe we should write a song. That was 10 hours after our session had started.
but you had to have that hang time before the magic happened with
I'm
the song.
I'm glad that we both knew each other enough that we didn't book nothing after it.
Well, we're stoked to see you in person again, and I'll bring a bottle, you bring a bottle, and we'll drink some tequila again.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you know it, Rob, but over there at Odyssey, there's a tradition and a rumor about me. I've been known to drink. It is my thing. I wish we was in person. I promise you this thing would go all the way down. I can't wait until I see you.
Let's do it, man. I can't wait.
All right. I love it.
Dope. Yay. Thank y'all. Let's go.
Take care.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.